In his day, Poincaré was thought to be the king of mathematics and science, except, of course, by a few narrow-minded mathematicians like Charles Hermite, who considered him too intuitive, too intellectual, or too hand-waving. When mathematicians say hand-waving disparagingly about someone's work, it means that the person has A, insight, B, realism, C, something to say, and it means that D, he is right, because that's what critics say when they can't find anything more negative. A nod from Poincaré made or broke a career. Many claim that Poincaré figured out relativity before Einstein, and that Einstein got the idea from him, but that he didn't make a big deal out of it. These claims are naturally made by the French, but there seems to be some validation from Einstein's friend and biographer, Abraham Pais. Poincaré was too aristocratic in both background and demeanor to complain about the ownership of a result. Poincaré is central to this chapter because he lived in an age when we had made extremely rapid intellectual progress in the fields of prediction. Think of celestial mechanics. The scientific revolution made us feel that we were in possession of tools that would allow us to grasp the future. Uncertainty was gone. The universe was like a clock, and by studying the movements of the pieces, we could project into the future. It was only a matter of writing down the right models and having the engineers do the calculations. The future was a mere extension of our technological certainties. The three-body problem. Poincaré was the first known big-gun mathematician to understand and explain that there are fundamental limits to our equations. He introduced non-linearities, small effects that can lead to severe consequences, an idea that later became popular, perhaps a bit too popular, as chaos theory. What's so poisonous about this popularity? Because Poincaré's entire point is about the limits that non-linearities put on forecasting. They're not an invitation to use mathematical techniques to make extended forecasts. Mathematics can show us its own limits rather clearly.